想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。
欢迎收听这周的英语词汇小百科，我是贺阳。
This week we're looking at idioms in the English language related to Greek and Roman mythology. A lot of these are used quite often in English. It's similar to Chengyu, I suppose. They just become such a huge part of our culture that for many people, we don't even necessarily question where they've come from. And so the first one is Pandora's box. So for example, to open a Pandora's box means to invite trouble.
潘多拉的魔盒你一定听说过，其实它的意思是灾祸之源，也许不是一个非常吉利的说法。 Is it a little bit unfortunate to say it?
Oh, definitely. The problem with Pandora's box is that you never know exactly what's going to be in there. Some of it might be good, but most of it is probably going to be bad.
And also, isn't that the name of the planet in Avatar? I wonder if there's any association there.
And the next one is the Oedipus complex. This was actually coined by Sigmund Freud. Basically, it was the psychological concept that all men want to kill their father and marry their mother. And this is basically what ended up happening to Oedipus, even though he did not know it.
欧狄浦斯情节，也就是恋母情节，是常常来形容这种让人觉得有一点点乱伦的感觉的一种男女之间的关系。
Yeah, and so really these days it's used more to just to describe perhaps a bit of a unhealthy relationship between a mother and her son. And then the opposite, or perhaps the complementary complex for girls is called the Electra complex. So very, very similar, that somehow the girl wants to replace the mother in the father's relationship.
那这个就是恋父情节了。
And then there is the Trojan horse. I think most people are probably very familiar with this term already. And the Trojan horse is basically, it is a threat that is wrapped up in some type of present or something like that.
Trojan horse 就是内部的破坏集团的意思，同时也有隐藏的危险的意思。And in the modern world, isn't it used to describe the computer virus as well?
Those are Trojans, yes. Trojan viruses are viruses that get onto your hard drive or your computer somehow, but don't do anything until they are triggered by a certain event or just maybe like a time bomb or something like that. And then there is the Achilles heel, so the weakness of an individual which ends up leading to his downfall.
这个词的意思是致命的弱点。
And then the Midas touch. We don't use this so often anymore, but certainly everyone knows what you're talking about if you do use this. And so the Midas touch means basically a person who is always lucky and is said to have the Midas touch. And so Midas was a king who wished that everything he touched turned to gold. It's actually a bit of a tragic story, but the way that we use it these days, it's more positive.
这个意思就是点石成金术，而且同时形容某些人十分的幸运，但是现在使用率并不是那么高了。
And then there is the sword of Damocles, and so it's imminent and ever-present peril faced by those in positions of power. So the idea is that the sword of Damocles is hanging above your head and might drop down at any moment.
达摩克里斯之剑，同时也意味着时刻存在的危险。
And then there is the Gordian knot, which is an extremely perplexing puzzle or problem. Very, very interesting story behind this one. Alexander the Great came upon the Gordian knot. It was famed throughout the entire world that no one could actually untie this knot. And you know how he solved this problem?
How did he do it?
He just cut it in half with his sword.
Oh, that sounds very much like something that Alexander the Great would do. 这个词的意思就是非常难解之题。
And then there is the apple of discord, which can be any subject of disagreement or contention.
不和的根源和发生纠纷的事端就是 apple of discord 的意思。
And last but not least, the swan song, a final gesture, effort, or performance given just before death or retirement.
天鹅挽歌，也就是最后的杰作的意思。这个是一个很简单的词，你可以把它记起来哦。